From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is defending the U.S. decision to abstain from a United Nations Security Council resolution that condemned Israeli settlements in areas claimed by the Palestinians. Kerry also announced broad guidelines Wednesday for an eventual peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, warning a two-state solution to the conflict is in serious jeopardy.
The two-state solution is the only way to achieve a just and lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians. It is the only way to ensure Israel's future as a Jewish and democratic state.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday called Kerry's speech a deep disappointment, commenting during a late-night news conference. Mr. Netanyahu said the speech was, in his words, unbalanced as the UN resolution itself.
Secretary Kerry paid lip service to the unremitting campaign of terrorism that has been waged by the Palestinians against the Jewish state for nearly a century. What he did was to spend most of his speech blaming Israel for the lack of peace.
He vowed to work with the incoming Trump administration, Mr. Netanyahu, to improve relations in the wake of the fallout over the UN resolution. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president says he is ready to resume peace talks if Israel freezes settlement construction. The last military dictator in the South American country of Uruguay, General Gregorio Alvarez, died Wednesday at the age of 91. Authorities say Alvarez died while serving a 25-year prison sentence for human rights violations. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.